Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's the Super Game weekend, 713-572-4610. The big game.
Yes, the big
sports
game.
Sports ball happening.
Yeah.
They're playing sports this weekend.
I'm going to a party. I don't know if I'll watch it, but we'll see.
Shakira is doing the halftime show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, she's one of the world's biggest celebrities. J-Lo is going to be with her.
That's what I thought J-Lo was.
Oh, maybe J-Lo is and Shakira is going to be with her.
I think that's the way it goes, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Shakira. Who are you rooting for? Who do you think is going to win? Let's hear. Here it is, folks. This is Sherry Hera on Home Show Garden Pros, her official Super Bowl prediction.
Oh, wow. The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. There you go. We are 2-0 voting for the Chiefs. So yeah. I'm going to go with the Niners.
Just to be different.
Well, I just love Jimmy Garoppolo's name. It's like Garoppolo. You know, it's like Jimmy Garoppolo is here. You know, it's like such a just a Garoppolo. It's like a great name. Not that Mahomes isn't a great name.
Yeah.
I don't know
any of their names.
All you listeners out there whose last name is Mahomes, we fully support you. Glad you're tuning in. Anyway, it's not a we're on a sports radio station, but we do a gardening show.
Thank God they don't have me talking about sports.
That's right. I do have I'm going to have you do one more prediction after this break, though.
Okay.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We do gardening. We've collected all these experts, and Sherry is one of those experts.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal expert. She
That's
just
what they say.
Recently they do say that she's a phenomenal expert. If by they mean everyone.
Yeah, right.
but just yesterday Sherry did a presentation on soils for a business kind of association that deals with landscapers and nursery people.
Yes.
So she's talking to the industry about soils, and we're going to hear a lot about that talk because I'm going to ask her a lot of questions about it.
Okay.
And so those are kind of the things we're going to explore. Also, you know, the prediction I'm going to ask you for is what do you think is going to happen with the groundhog? Where do you think we are in winter? Was I wise to plant my tomatoes? Things like that are what I want to get off of Sherry's mind.
Okay.
So, hope you're ready for some.
I am ready.
Some deep thinking.
Let's do this.
We're going to do it, and we're going to start with a break. But 713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Why compromise your home to save a few bucks? Hi, I'm Jim Fiume, founder of Gulf Coast Windows. Over the years, we've seen companies come and go, making low-cost promises, delivering cheapo windows, and funky installation. Frankly, it gets me mad. I hate seeing people taken advantage of. That's why our state-of-the-art windows are installed precisely and competitively priced with 72-month 0% financing. That's why we're still here after 40 years with the right window for you. GulfCoastWindows.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
We've got some great programs coming up for early spring. This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. We're pretty excited today. We've got an exciting program with MicroLife's Greg Cooper, Going Organic, Mythbusters 101 at 11 a.m. Greg Cooper's going to be talking about healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, how to go organic. Hope you can join us. We're just kicking off the gardening season. We're starting to get in a lot of fantastic plants. We got in a beautiful shipment of house plants and indoor tropicals. We have some really fun and exotic plants that are hard to find. So come on in to check those out. We also got in a beautiful shipment of citrus and fruit trees. We have lots of information that we can share with you. Your orchard awaits. We're starting to get in some beautiful early spring plants. We have things like osteospermums. We've got stock and beautiful cyclamen, lobelia, and some of your other favorites to get your spring garden started. To learn more about what's growing on at Warren's, check out our Facebook page and our Instagram, and you can go directly to our events page to get information about upcoming events and lectures. For more inspiration and ideas, check out our Pinterest page. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in beautiful Kingwood. And now, back to more of your gardening questions with Sherry and Danny.
713-572-4610. Sherry and Danny. Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. What's happening to Plants for All Seasons these days?
Oh, my goodness. So, like Diane said, we're kicking off spring a little early this year. It feels
Bold.
Like, yeah, January felt like what I wanted October to feel like.
Right, right.
Nice and cool and beautiful and sunny. So, yeah, we're loading it up.
That's getting, awesome.
Getting our green on.
Oh, just like you're saying.
Just like our saying.
Get your green on.
Yep.
Oh, my snap didn't come across very well. Well, that's cool. That's great. I mean, I think it's awesome. I love this time of year because I always learn new plants. Mm-hmm. I always like encounter things that I wasn't familiar with before. So be it tropicals or kind of a variety of native or like an offshoot of native, a cultivar of a native plant mm-hmm, that like mm-hmm. somebody developed to make better for the landscape.
Sure.
Like there was that last year is when I learned about that Echinacea coneflower cross.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? That's like...
There was a new one last year?
I don't think it was new last year. That's when I learned
I think
it.
I'm a little jaded because I've been doing this so long.
Sure.
It's like nothing plant-wise seems new. I'm waiting for something new.
Right, an actual like new color.
Just something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What color is this? That's Flurple.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a brand new. Yeah, no, you're right. You've seen it all. But it's kind of like, oh, you know, Echinacea is so short-lived, mm-hmm. You know, grows so fast and comes back not till the next year. And coneflower can be a little crusty, get a little crusty at the end. So it's cool to see highlighted both of the cool parts of both of them. So
yeah,
I liked that.
Yeah.
That was nice. Also, for someone who hadn't really done annuals for like 8 years mm-hmm. in my landscaping, they're still kind of fresh and new and exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, and they do develop new annuals a little bit more frequently. Yeah. Yeah.
But I like saw some snapdragons and was freaking out. And, you know, it's like, look at those. And everybody's like, yeah, they're snapdragons. I was like, what? They're crazy. They look like dragons.
Oh, we got to work on you, huh?
Well,
the annual department.
No, it's good. It's very fun. It's very fun.
Good.
What are some good annuals to plant now?
Well, we're still doing cool season. It's a little too early to get in our warm season stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we're still doing snapdragons and pansies. The violas right now look outstanding. And we still have alyssum and primrose.
Right, right. I mean,
so many beautiful things. Right now with the cool temperatures, the colors are so vibrant, right?
Right, yeah.
So we still have a good selection of our cool weather stuff that'll last until like maybe June 1st if we have a nice,
if we get a rager
spring.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I do absolutely love violas.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually had a really cool Facebook page. If you haven't been our Facebook post, if you haven't visited our page, it's wonderful. There's a lot of cool information. Really kind of throwing it around the city on getting good info out there. But had a post about an orange pansy on one hand and an orange viola on the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I zoomed in on the viola and it was really creepy how they were like the same.
The same.
And people couldn't tell them apart. People could not tell them apart.
Viola's just a baby pansy, right?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's adorable, tiny little pansy with a much cooler name, like Viola.
Viola. Ooh, ooh, ooh. If I would have had a third child.
Okay,
Lily, Jasmine, and Viola.
Which one has the new boyfriend?
Lily.
Oh, Lily.
She's 16, yeah.
That's awesome. So that's what we were talking about during the break is these the adventures of parenting
teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah. So, but that's really cool. So that's kind of what still to look for in nurseries is some of those cool season plants. And part of that is the whole Groundhog Day, you know, topic is that, like, we don't know what the weather's going to hold.
Right.
Last year.
There's only one person in control of that, right?
That's right.
Mother Nature.
Bill. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, sorry. That's right. Wilhelmina is, you know, Mother Nature's. No. Yeah, Mother Nature's the only person that kind of handles that. And, you know, she doesn't send any emails out about, hey, mark your calendars on March 1st. I'll put a little late freeze there. That was last year for me as I, we had that late snap. Mm-hmm. Maybe not last year, but it's, you know,
we did in March.
Yeah, in March.
I remember it vividly.
And it blasted a plum. It blasted my plums. So it just gets wild because it's like we don't really know what's going to happen. There were no freezes, and then it blasted. That kind of blast happened.
So imagine trying to stock a nursery and look like you know what you're doing and you're ready, right?
I'm closing my eyes to imagine
it's 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler because it's like spring is here.
You're doing all this counting.
Uh-huh.
You got your spreadsheet. Okay, 84 of those. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wait, what did you count on that? Okay, yeah.
And it's every year.
Right.
Okay, it's spring. We haven't had a frost or a freeze. It looks like we're good to go. We unload that truck full of tropicals, put it all away, put signs on it, and boom, winter weather alert.
So who needs a groundhog?
I know,
right? We got Sherry's tropical unloading day.
Yeah, and it's usually in March.
Usually March, right when you've got the last one placed perfectly. The display is beautiful, and it's like, all right, put them all up.
Yep. Head inside. I mean, we just cram everything under covers. So,
right, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so don't worry about your one little tomato in your garden. I think you can handle that,
I
right?
have four tomatoes, Ooh. So yeah.
Just imagine what we're doing, scrambling, trying to cover.
Yeah. But you guys, you know, y'all have a staff, you know.
No. We employ a few people.
That's so true. Well, that is good thinking. Is we don't know what's going to come. Every decision you make right now is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to wait a little bit means you're kind of cutting your tomato production.
I mean, there's plenty of things that we can plant.
Yes, and
without
a lot to do.
A worry, right? But there are a few things that you need to plant now, but you'll have to protect.
Yeah, and there's the soil. Like the soil is safe to deal with.
Yeah.
And so we're going to explore that in a little bit. We are going to talk to Matt, who has called with a question. Matt, what's your question for Sherry?
Sherry.
Hey,
and
Matt.
Danny, good morning.
Hey,
yes,
Matt.
Sherry. Yes,
I know who you are.
And I know who you are. And Danny, I met you at the Stafford Center
last
week.
Hello.
Question, please. Mm-hmm. Sherry, you're reading my mail. I was going to give the nursery a call. What kind of tomatoes did you get in so far?
So we probably have about 15 different varieties.
Let me ask you then.
Uh-huh.
How about Better Boy and Celebrity?
Definitely Celebrity, and I'm pretty sure on the Better Boy. I know there was Beefmaster and several different cherry types. I mean, we're good.
Matt likes his sweet Chelsea's, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about Sweet Chelsea? That's what I was going to ask you.
You know what? I wasn't there on Friday, and I know we received. Call the nursery and see, because that maybe, I know that's one of everybody's favorites.
Yeah.
So if it's available, we got it. Now, every week from here on out, our tomato, until probably mid-March, our tomato selection will, like, multiply. So, but call the nursery and find out, because I wasn't there Friday.
Now, Matt, we had talked about the Juliet tomato as well. You're gonna try that, right?
Yes, I'm gonna buy one.
That's all you
need
is one. It produces boatloads.
One more thing, please, Danny. I'm not gonna spade, turn it over before I plant. I'm gonna try your method, and I'm gonna let you know down the road after the season is over for the tomatoes.
Okay,
you will have success. Yes, it's going to be your best tomato year yet.
Ooh, that's it's a bold prediction Saturday here at Home Show Garden Pros. Matt's had pretty good tomato production.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, 25 years.
Yeah,
we had a long convo about tilling.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that's necessary, just not.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the final point. You know, when we get torrential rain, it compacts the soil. That doesn't affect the roots growing beneath, correct?
Right. So when we till, we create a compaction layer. So right at the bottom of where your tiller blade is happening, you've basically created a compaction layer. So you have fluffy soil on top, and you have a compaction layer underneath. So when we stop tilling, we get rid of that compaction layer.
Well, I don't have a tiller. I just have my back.
Oh, well, save your back.
That's right.
I will.
Let's make gardening easy.
And thank you. And, Danny, I'll be in touch down the road, and Sherry will probably be on at the same time.
I love that. That's great.
Thank you, Matt. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye, Matt. Thanks, bud. 713-572-4610. Great question, and that is what I want to talk to you about a little bit is tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have to be after a quick break from sponsors, and so we're going to start that right now.
Sounds great.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros back. Sherry Hara here with me, Danny Milliken. And, you know, Sherry mentioned something last segment, making gardening easier.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, you know, I look at this this company that I get to talk about right now, and that is like, if they didn't care so much about human health and soil health, making gardening easier would be a pretty good slogan for them. And
absolutely,
that's MicroLife. They make all organic fertilizers. They make stuff that really do make it easier, because you lose all your concern for health and safety, and it works, and it works quickly, and it works for a long time.
And you don't burn. You can't burn with it.
You can't. It's not even that it won't. It's like you just can't. Yeah. And so they have a lot of products. So, I mean, go to their website, check their products out. That's microlifefertilizer.com. But they have, like, their base model 624 that, for me, is a great treatment for everything. It's easy to put out. It makes a pretty quick impact, and it's, you know, it's not that expensive. And then they have the stuff for veggies, the 846, the MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846, and that's – I do that with my vegetable beds, because it's got humic acid in it.
And that's kind of my number one go-to at this point.
Yeah, because it works so well.
Yeah.
And I actually use less of it, and maybe mm-hmm. that's not great to talk about as an advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, use less. No, but it works so well, and I see such production, be it onions or, you know, dwarf yaupon
mm-hmm.
or citrus trees.
Or right? Your lawn.
Yeah, or your lawn. Mm-hmm. You see such great production on that.
And I just got to throw this in there.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm great friends with them and I love their product. But if you live in the Houston area, you should be buying MicroLife.
Right.
Because I am friends with nurseries all over the U.S. and organic gardeners, and they want MicroLife, but they can't get it just because it just doesn't make sense to ship it all over the U.S.
Sure.
So you are very lucky to live in an area that has this product.
Because those other areas don't have something like it.
Right.
They're not even a replacement.
He's in the Heights.
Right.
He's developed it here with our needs in mind.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it works really, really well with our soils.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because all of the ingredients make sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you kind of break down what's in it, it kind of reads like it would be food. And it is food for microbes. So
mm-hmm.
will not burn your plants. Safe to use around you, your kids, and your pets. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, start using MicroLife. So check out their website, and you can see where it's for sale for and their different offerings. Their website is microlifefertilizer.com. 713-572-4610. And we have Kathy. Kathy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hey. Hi, Danny and Sherry.
Hi.
This is Kathy. I just wanted to call and let y'all know how much we have enjoyed working with Mike Ball. We had a sprinkler problem, and he came out and took care of that with his crew. He also put in a beautiful flagstone patio in for us and met all expectations, and we couldn't be happier. So just wanted to let people know that it was a wonderful experience working with him. And Sherry, my husband and I were up at your place.
Yes, I recognize your voice. Yes.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. How are your gardens?
Yeah. Oh, it's everything's going fine. Thank you for all your help. We had bought the troughs and getting ready to plant our vegetables. And also, while you're on the line, we're coming up tomorrow morning, and I think I have some help for you with the greenhouse.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're building a greenhouse, so, and we're running into roadblocks. So.
Okay.
Well, awesome, great. Kathy. Yeah, well, I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got a name for you. So
Anyway,
just wanted to really let people know Mike Ball did a wonderful job, and just great design skills. His crew was fantastic. And
awesome.
Thanks for letting me let everybody else know.
Awesome. Sure. Thank you, Kathy. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. Mike is also just a great guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's awesome. So I think that what that call reminds me of is that the interpersonal nature of gardening,
mm-hmm.
and how there are no, like, barriers or lines between anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you get rid of the small talk because you actually have something good to talk about that's meaningful.
Yeah.
And how that's a reflection of above ground what's happening below ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure your soil talk was a lot about relationships.
Relationships in the soil. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And so do you mind? I mean,
and our impact. We are on the top of the food chain, right? Our impact on this soil,
right,
and on this earth.
Yeah, I oftentimes will finish organic vegetable gardening classes with a reminder that, like, vegetable gardening is basically soil ranching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's some relationships.
You're a
microbe
farmer.
About. Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's like, yeah. But I do want to explore a little bit some of the deeper points that you discussed in your presentation, get into that a little bit. And so that's a tease,
mm-hmm.
because we are up against it. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back from this break, we're going to kind of get a little teaser, little preview of what Sherry talked about to landscape professionals.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now
713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This February 1st, we are here. Sherry Hara, now here.
I'm here.
She's here. I'm here. Danny Milliken. And what?
Nothing.
Oh. So we're going to explore some soil conversations.
Okay.
We were just kind of reveling? Yeah. At the fact that, like, a lot of this stuff seems like such common sense to me now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still new to people because they get advertised to use these products that are bad for them, bad for their soil. But we can know better. We can do better.
Absolutely. And we should do better.
Absolutely. So you were mentioning how you started your presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
So I started my presentation just on the basic, what's the difference between dirt and soil?
Mm.
And most people don't realize, you know,
yeah,
dirt is everywhere.
Right. Dirt's the stuff on your clothes.
It's on your clothes, and it's really just the three elements that every soil class that you would ever take, they tell you soil is sand, silt, and clay.
Gotcha.
Well, that's part of it, but soil is the community of the sand, silt, and clay,
right,
the plant roots, and the microbes.
So
it's that whole community, right? And
yeah,
it sounds silly to the average Joe. Like, what, there's a community underground? But when you start to look at all of the parts of the soil and the whole food web and how it works, it's a community, and every piece of it is there for a reason.
Right. I mean, what you just said made me think of a city, and sometimes in the movies you'll have a city and everybody's gone,
mm-hmm.
and that would be dirt.
Yeah.
An empty city.
Yeah.
Or but, town, you know.
Like the cracks where your driveway is. Like,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have plants start to move in.
Right.
And that soil bacteria is building.
Yeah.
And you start growing things. So before nothing would grow, now things are growing. And so now it's becoming soil.
Gotcha. It's mm-hmm. growing into it. So that life is what makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
And not everything encourages the life.
Right.
So where'd you go from the soil?
So not everything encourages life. So what kind of everyday products do people use that kill this life?
Yeah.
And that would be weed killers and insecticides and fungicides. We've become such a kill society. Like,
yeah.
If we don't like it, let's get rid of it.
Right.
And so I think we've just created a nightmare in our home environments. It's just a weed fest.
Well, and it's interesting because I wonder if our listeners are aware of what the kind of like standard operation procedure is for landscapers. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like the kind of kill environment that you're talking about. You're talking about professionals in the landscape industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're having to get results that their clients are demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And I feel for them.
Right.
Because
right.
It's easier to go into a yard and let's just fix all the problems now.
Yeah, the visible problems.
Because that's what we're getting paid
for. Not the real problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't have every second of every day to fuss over that yard, right? So they're kind of in a predicament. But they're learning. And there's, you know, great products now available that we didn't have 20 years ago.
Right.
As alternatives. Mm. And it's just learning what those alternatives are to the harsh weed killers. Like there's good organic weed killers now that are just as effective and becoming more cost effective, I guess you could say,
right.
to use on a large scale. And even for the homeowner, you know, the homeowner has access to all kinds of products on the shelves of every box store. We just need to get the homeowner more educated on what to look for.
Right.
To make good choices in your yard to build that soil.
Absolutely.
Instead of destroy it.
Because you do have both options.
Mm-hmm.
There are for sale things that will both help your soil, make it easier for you to garden, and mm-hmm. help your plants be healthier.
Yes.
Which that leads to better flowers, better produce, better tasting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Less bugs, less fungus, less weeds.
Less need
yeah.
for the killers.
Absolutely.
But then there's also a big market for the killers. I mean, I talked to some of the network people that we know, people in the industry, and it's like, why are you carrying these products, you know, that are bad for everything, mm-hmm. including humans?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, because people want to buy them.
Well, you have to give people a choice. And
right.
that's what I've noticed in my business. You can't just be one way or the other. You
right.
need to provide both options and educate on them.
Yes.
And that's what we do at Plants for All Seasons on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We're just constantly, you know, talking and coaching and helping people with their problems.
Definitely. But there's mm-hmm. some stuff that you don't carry.
Sure, I can't carry everything.
No, right.
Right.
But it's like, you know, you provide the choices with what you know works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, there's a few products that I just don't carry because
yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah. And so it's like that's
and I think it should be harder for the average homeowner
to get some of those.
Purchase because they do so much damage even to our groundwater. I mean, the
yeah.
stuff gets into your groundwater.
It's a little bit terrifying, but I'm really happy that you're out there kind of teaching people that do the work.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people that probably put out the most material of good or bad of anybody are
mm-hmm.
the landscapers.
Mm-hmm.
And man, if we can make a dent in that, we got a better planet right then.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. So your class was part of TNLA, which is Texas
Nursery and Landscape Association.
Mm-hmm. And they do outreach to the industry.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, thanks for doing that outreach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand it was a great class. Anita attended,
mm-hmm.
And she was really kind of really speaking well of you and, you know, especially you, Linda Gay, and Heidi Sheasley with Tree Search Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lifting you
three
up.
It was a fun day, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for that that awareness, that awakening. That was great. More to come. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, and we are answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. We have the opportunity right now to talk to John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. John knows a ton about this stuff, a ton about the roots. And I know you really tend to only use the branches and the leaves when you make your compost versus the trunk of the tree. Tell us a little bit about that.
We got two types of compost. We have our leaf mold compost that's predominantly leaves. Then we have a fungal compost where we take the branches and limbs and stuff that we make our mulch from, our premium mulch, and we just keep on composting it for several years and make it all the way down to a fungal-rich compost.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is super cool. Well, you're doing a great job. That stuff is amazing.
Yeah, and the other thing we do differently is we get virgin topsoil from the construction sites up in the woodland, Montgomery County. We compost it for 2 years, so the heat of the composting kills all your weed seeds in it. Then we screen it to get all the twigs and branches and root fragments, et cetera, out. And so it's a weed-free topsoil that goes into our blended soil. So it's close to a weed-free mix as you're ever going to find.
That's so huge, too. Quality topsoil is pretty much impossible to find unless you're raiding a forest. Well, John, thank you so much. And for more great information like this, John's website has an awesome blog on it and a bunch of great kind of options. Tell him what your website is.
It's naturewayresources.com.
Thank you, John.
All right, man. Take care.
We also want to point out that John Ferguson from Nature's Way and Mike Sarant from MicroLife are both going to be teaching a class up at the Woodlands Gardens. I guess it started 40 minutes ago, not at Woodlands Gardens, at the Woodland Emergency Training Center. So should be really cool, but the presentation kind of keeps going all day. Mike will be starting in about 6 minutes. So if you're in the Woodlands and you're, hey, what should we do right now? We'll head up and learn the principles of organic landscapes and gardens. So should be pretty cool. Sherry Hara here with me from Plants for All Seasons right there on 249. And we're going to answer some gardening questions. Our first question asker is Tony. Tony, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just have a couple of quick questions.
Okay.
I want to put tomato plants and a bell pepper plant in a pot.
Okay.
And what?
I'm real busy, and I don't want to dig up the yard and all that, so I want to put them on the patio and grow them.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering, a 6-inch clay pot, just regular potting soil, is that sufficient?
Go much larger than 6-inch, and if you have a 6-inch clay pot laying around, use that for maybe basil. Tomato plants and pepper plants are going to get big. And so if you put them in a 6-inch pot and it gets 4 or 5 foot tall, the first wind that comes, it's not going to have enough root mass for you to keep it watered. So I would say on a tomato, the smallest size nursery pot I would go would be a 15-gallon. So that would be more like a 14-inch to 16-inch terracotta pot.
Okay. And then one more quick question.
Uh-huh.
We have some older fruit trees, orange tree, the fruit or they're not as big as they are. Same thing with the pecans, they're getting a lot smaller. So are the tree food spikes any good just to put around the base of them?
I wouldn't do the spikes. I would do, where do you live? What part of town are you in?
Downtown Houston.
Okay, go to Buchanan's and get MicroLife for citrus and fruit trees and put it down around the drip line. And you can do that on your pecan, too, or you could get a specialty pecan food that has higher zinc. But I like to feed the whole drip line. Don't just do a spike.
Okay, so that'll be the total area around the bottom of the tree?
Yeah, so kind of halfway between where the branches spread out to and the trunk is the optimal spot to, like, broadcast that food.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. 713-572-4610. Great question, Tony. One of the cool things about that MicroLife citrus is that it's activates the soil. You get root growth through kind of hormones, but also there's a mineral pack in it.
Yes.
And it actually leads to bigger fruit.
Yeah.
I had that. I use it on my plum tree on your recommendation. And this may not be accurate, but it felt like the plums doubled.
Yeah.
Doubled in size.
Yeah. You need to really bump up your feeding schedule this year just because a lot of our nutrients have depleted out of the soil. The soil's compacted. It's somewhere down in Galveston Bay after all the yeah, rain that we've had. So let's do it with good slow-release organic nitrogen that will actually stick in the soil.
That is wonderful advice. Awesome. Thanks, Tony, for that great question. Stephanie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
So I've got a low spot that I need to fill from a sprinkler system leak. Mm-hmm. Should I be using topsoil or compost? What's the difference?
So yes and yes, you should be using both. If we're going to try to level and bring, you know, the level up, if it's a low spot in a hole, then I bulk it up with topsoil, something that has some structure, and then compost on top of that to put the microbes back in the soil. That's how I handle it. And also, if you have a low spot that was holding water, you probably have some soil compaction underneath that. So where you're going to fill it up, you want to maybe mix in some humic acid. So buy a bottle of humic acid and water it in really good. So that'll kind of bust up that compaction layer that's down under there.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for that call, Stephanie. 713-572-4610. On the divot holes in the lawn, we had a caller last week talk because he lost a tree and he noticed there was sinking. And I was thinking that maybe his roots were still like decomposing.
Decomposing, yeah.
And is there any way to like speed that up or slow it down or stop it?
To speed up the decomposition of of tree wood, like roots under the ground?
Yeah, so his hole doesn't keep getting worse.
So, I mean, this is what I would do is I would keep top dressing compost in that area. If you feel like you have a huge divot, then I mix in some topsoil.
For structure.
Right, for structure. And then really increase your microbial activity to break down that wood. So you would do that with compost, organic fertilizers to speed up that decomposition. If you look at like the products that kill a stump or break down a stump, they're nitrogen, right? Mm. And so you drill holes and dump that into the stump, and that speeds up the decomposition. But you can do that with fertilizers and just broadcast them out over the yard.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I had that when I first moved into my house. Exact same thing where it was like took forever to fill this. I would fill it with topsoil and compost.
And it keeps sinking.
Yeah, and it was just like a little hole would start a foot away. And I was like, ugh. So, okay, great. That's C. Nice. Home Show Garden Pros, great information. Get out there. Call us, 713-572-4610, and we'll be right back.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Want to give a quick little word about OBA, one of my favorite nonprofits that does a lot of the similar stuff that TNLA does, except OBA is the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. And they got a talk coming up on February 13th, not a talk, a movie actually, a movie premiere called A New Resistance. And it's kind of like a lot of the new data that's coming out about Roundup, about glyphosate. And it's just going to be very informative. The movie is not all a downer. And so that's kind of nice. A lot of the news about Roundup has all been a downer. So really invite you guys to look into that, obaonline.org. 713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hara is here with me now.
I'm here in the flesh.
Dishing out the gardening advice, helping your gardening knowledge get deeper roots, top dressing your wisdom with her own. Tom, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Hi, guys. So I have a side yard that in the fall, a spot probably 8 feet wide by maybe 40 feet long, got some sort of fungus, and I mean dead, dead, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like completely beyond anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
And so my question is, I'm it's so bad it's to the point of I'm thinking, do I just put in like, you know, papers or something? Because it just goes from the gate to the pool.
Uh-huh.
But should I decide to put any kind of plants or grass in? Like how much I need to do? And I was listening to you earlier about, you know, don't use these evil products that are do more harm than good. Because I can take my time.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it was crazy. It was so bad.
Okay. So don't know what kind of fungus you came across. There's not many that will kill. There's take all root rot, but that's not usually a huge area. It's patchy. So getting somebody's eyes on it, it sounds like it's just dead now, so it's kind of past the point.
I would
rebuild the soil if you're going to plant, especially on a side yard. Now, it's 40 foot long by how many feet wide?
Eight.
8 foot
wide. Okay. Is shade an issue there because of the way the house is? I mean, is it just kind of like...
It's pretty shaded.
Okay. And so that may be kind of what happened. You have soil compaction. We've had two very wet years. And then we have shade too. So we have a lot of stresses happening at one time. So mm-hmm. a pathway, Danny's actually sketching a design
I'm
right
designing
now.
You a side yard right now.
A pathway would be good.
you can text that to me.
Yeah, right. It's pretty cute.
It's beautiful.
On my side yard, I didn't want to fight the shade battle
right.
in the drainage issue. So we did. We just created a crushed granite side yard so that if we
right.
have to do any pool equipment work or air conditioners, it's easy access and it's easy to maintain. We put pre-emergent out on our gravel to prevent having to spray any weeds.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
one way to maintain that. But that's probably your long-term solution is going to be doing some kind of a hardscape.
Tom, do you have gutters? Do you have gutters in your house?
Not on that side, just on the
yeah.
front.
Yeah.
And so to me, that maybe explains a little bit why you had such massive death,
right.
is that the water, you had the fungal in some areas, but then water comes off the house and splatters it
yeah.
everywhere.
Because it looked like someone poured, you know, like boiling grease.
Well,
and
did anyone?
Went
is
into
that,
a,
did maybe...
not that I'm aware
okay,
of,
okay.
I mean, but you know, we didn't fire turkeys over there or anything, but
yeah.
it looked like water flow in
yeah.
that shape,
okay.
although it didn't match the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it didn't make sense that it, like, water wouldn't flow that way, but that's what it looked like.
Yeah, my guess is you're getting some splashing and on some infected areas, and it really spread mm-hmm. it around. For me, I take the opportunity to do some landscaping, give yourself a path, and let that
yeah.
path catch the drip line from the roof, right, be it gravel,
yeah.
and then get some plants that you love in. If you love cut flowers, do that. If you want some herbs, do that. If you want some fruit trees, do that.
If there's enough sun.
Yeah.
If there's enough sun, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem. But anyway, yeah, anyway, so that's what I was leaning towards. So I guess that answers my question.
Appreciate there you go. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. It's a tough thing to deal with. The side, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've been in a lot of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And all these houses that are there, and there's a fence between two houses. The houses are only 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
And there's a fence between them.
It's kind of a losing battle with lawn, with turf.
Sure, yeah.
So you've got to get either some plants that can handle that exposure. And a lot of people don't realize how shady it is.
Yeah.
They think they go out there at 2 o'clock and it's in the full sun. They
yeah.
think it's full sun.
Blazing hot.
Yeah. But
yeah.
you're getting shaded from the house. You're getting shaded from the fence. And maybe you're ending up with 2 or 3 hours of full sun.
Right.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's
So don't fight that battle with the grass. You're not going
to
win.
Yeah. It's not a space for lawn. Plus, like, what do you have lawn for anyway, right? To play on, to look
mm-hmm,
at.
Mm-hmm.
If it's out of your sight and you can't throw a ball on it, maybe
yeah.
you don't need lawn there.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
certainly sounds like it'd be difficult to mow. So that's for all of you out there that have the exact same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Great advice from Sherry on that. You know, maybe reconsider the lawn. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sherry. Sherry's here. So, you know, what's happening at Plants for All Seasons? What you guys up to? What's going on?
So we're getting ready. I mean, we're fully stocked in our fertilizers and, you know, everybody's hot to get out and fertilize right now. So we're ready there. We're working on getting the plants in. We got a first full 18-wheeler full of plants. And so every week from here on out, it'll be several different plant shipments. So just beautifying and making it nice, getting ready.
That is awesome.
Well, a lot of veggies, a lot of herbs.
Well, I know you guys got an order of tropicals in because there was a frost. So
yeah, then we got some hibiscus and bougainvillea that are gorgeous, and then it frosted last night. So
oh boy.
Yeah, we'll hold off on the huge tropical truck.
That's smart.
Yeah, it'll probably be the second week of March, and then we'll get a freeze.
Well, there you go. Mark your calendars for a freeze in mid-March.
Right.
Based on these orders. So, all right. Well, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Today, we've got a great event. Good morning. This is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. The Gunters will be here today at 9 a.m. Come in and ask all your tomato-related questions. Get advice on which tomatoes best for you in your yard. We also got our fruit trees in this week. We've got apples, peaches, plums, a huge selection of citrus as well. Now's a great time to get those planted and get them established before summer starts. Valentine's is right around the corner. We've got a great selection of houseplants and tropicals for that plant lover on your list. So come on in. We're located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Visit our website at buchanansplants.com or follow us on Instagram. We're open every day, 9 to 6. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
We are back, 713-572-4610. We're going to keep on answering gardening questions as we kind of wrap this party up, that party being Home Show Garden Pros. So, Robert, you have a question for Sherry?
I do. I'm really looking for some direction here. My wife and I just bought a house out in the North Katy area. It was all like hunting land a long time ago when I was a kid.
Right.
But now what I'm looking at is the house was built like towards the end of 2017, and I think whoever built it, their financing fell through or whatever, and it sat for like a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to put any money into the lawn or, you know, flower beds. So, you know, by the time the middle of the summer came, something was growing through the yard. It smelled like mint. But I don't want to be too aggressive trying to kill it because I don't want to kill everything.
Uh-huh. Good plan.
So, I'm really looking for some direction about what I should use first in the garden. I mean, you know, in the flower bed, and then if I should use something different in the grass.
Okay, so you have this weed or this flower that smells like mint.
Yes.
And it's in the beds and the lawn.
Yes, I mean long runs of it. When I would, you know, I'd try and pull it up, and I just lost the battle.
Okay. So I don't know what it is without seeing it. It sounds like something that was probably there, maybe more native to that prairie land area.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't fight it with weed killers necessarily. I would take it to Nelson's Water Garden because you're in Katy, right? See if you can get an ID on it, for one. If we can figure out what it is. Is it a weed? Is it an invasive species? Let's figure out what it is. And then there are some safe weed killers that you can spray in the beds along with compost Humates Plus by MicroLife and maybe like a 846 to start building that soil so it's less desirable for it to grow. And then in the lawn, we've got to create some good competition with healthy grass. Do you have St. Augustine or Bermuda?
That's the other thing. My old house had St. Augustine.
Uh-huh.
The house I grew up in, St. Augustine, I know how to take care of it.
Yeah.
This is Bermuda, and I do not.
Okay. So we've got to get you up to date on how to maintain that Bermuda. And I have a St. Augustine lawn, so I don't maintain a Bermuda lawn. So Danny is going to coach you on that real quick.
Perfect.
Yeah, great thinking. Just echoing, always echoing, build the soil.
Yeah.
To share his thought there. So Bermuda is interesting. You mow it lower than you would St. Augustine. And I don't know where you're keeping your St. Augustine, but most Bermudas need to be kept about 2 inches. And regular but kind of longer gaps between them and deep watering is going to be what gets them the best. They do require water to be lush. So, like, if you want to kind of keep it dense, but again, we're talking about once a week, 10 minutes, something like that, a nice deeper water so you get it in, you get it deeper to the roots. And so, Sherry mentioned MicroLife, the 624 works wonders on Bermuda. They also have a product called the Hybrid, mm-hmm. which is a very high nitrogen neutraline product, and it will really help that grass green up and grow quickly, but the weeds will like that too. So compost top dressing, but the specific things about Bermuda different than St. Augustine, Bermuda can survive a drought, but to make it look good, it needs a little bit more water than St. Augustine needs.
Yeah, so, I almost feel like it needs more water and more regular fertilizing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Outcompete the weeds.
I would completely agree with that.
So he needs to maybe Humates Plus, MicroLife 624, mow low, water regular.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more regular than the St. Augustine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And mow low is 2 inches. With St. Augustine, I feel like I don't have to follow the bag's instructions.
Yeah.
With Bermuda, Robert, you have to just follow the bag instructions when you get the MicroLife 624 bag. It'll say every couple of months and just do that. So Bermuda just definitely needs to be scheduled. And you're trying to recover it and have it outcompete other weeds. And so mowing it 2 inches, keeping it there, not higher or lower. And then once a week, heavy water.
Yeah.
That'll kind of get you where
and you'll
you
build your soil, and you'll be able to tell when you need to water once your soil's built more.
Absolutely.
Okay, so when I had my St. Augustine lawn, I would put my lawnmower on its highest setting to keep the roots shaded.
Right.
You're telling me I don't need to do that now?
No.
Right. No, yes, that's exactly right. Every lawn has its height where the leaves go sideways, and Bermuda's celebration, the kind of classic Bermuda, that height is 2 inches, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want it to be 4 inches or 3.5 inches. You want to keep it lower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I watched my neighbor's lawn die because they were mowing it short, so I committed myself to leaving it tall.
Yeah, 2 inches is perfect.
Yeah, you did the right thing for St. Augustine, but not for Bermuda.
Oh, understood. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet, Robert. Thank you for the call. Great, great question. I mean, that is a difficult thing. So many mm-hmm. Houstonians are used to St. Augustine.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Sherry.
Thanks for having me.
Home Show Garden Pros, that's our show. After the quick break, we'll get Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.